Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Tzaneen 34, and Malahleni 29 grade.
Slow moving traffic in Bedford View. It's on the N3 northbound because of a stationary vehicle on the ramp to the N12 east at Galoolies and the Clavel roadworks. We've got heavy queuing traffic. It's R21 north, just the one lane open north of the Olifantsfontein Road exit.
Die voormalige anti-apartheidsaktivist Mac Maraj het voormalige kabinetsminister Pravin Gordhan as onkreekbaar beskryf tydens sy begrafnis by die Durbanse internasionale konvensiesentrum. Maraj was vol loof vir Gordhan se rol in die stryd om vryheid en sy vreeslose standpunt oor staatskaping. Hy word vandag ter ruste gelê. Gordhan is verlede week na 'n kort siekbed oorlede.
I say this with a full knowledge that PG was a human being vested with weaknesses and frailties like all of us. But let there be a debate about his actions. But let us ensure that such a debate is based on facts and evidence.
Die afgetrede hoofregter Raymond Zondo het pogings veroordeel om die reputasie van die voormalige minister van staatsondernemings te skaad.
Those are people who have hated him for a long time. Some of them at least are people who have accused him of corruption and yet they've never come up with any evidence. And they're just saying all kinds of things. Pravin Gordhan was an honorable man.
Die burgemeester van Tshwane, Silje Brink, waarsku die prestasies van die regerende veelpartykoalisie word bedreig deur mosie van wantroue. Dit sal volgende donderdag plaasvind. Brink het op 'n nuuskonferensie die sukses van die koalisie, insluitend die stabilisering van die stad se finansies, die verbetering van dienslewering en die oplos van beleidsgeskille uitgelig.
Whatever the political game that will play out in and around Tshwane, I want to give you my personal commitment. We will not abandon our responsibility for improving things in Tshwane. We are in government to make a difference, not to be hand-wringing victims of circumstance or blame our predecessors or blame each other.
Die LER vir onderwys in Gauteng, Mike Tomichulwane, het bekendgemaak 290,000 plasing toewysings vir graad 1 en 8 leerders is teen vanoggend uitgereik. Hiervan is 148,000 toewysings aanvaar.
We are still waiting for parents to accept over 105,000 offers and we want to encourage parents to accept those offers. Parents can also provisionally accept offers while waiting for other offers that will be coming from other schools.
Dit dan woordvoerder Steve Mabona. En nog nuus uit die buiteland, Hollywood vervaardiger Steve Harvey het onskuldig gepleit op aanklag van 'n seksuele misdaad byna 5 maande nadat sy skuldigbevinding aan seksmisdade in New York van die rol geskraap is. Die 72-jarige Weinstein, wat van 'n noodoperasie herstel, het in 'n rolstoel in die hof verskyn. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Former Minister Mac Maraj has described the former Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan as a man of steel.
Yeah, he didn't even wear a cape. Do you use emojis very often?
I love emojis.
You do? What's your favorite emoji?
I've got a few hearts. I'm always using hearts.
Hearts. I got the huggy one going on. Grimace for dad joke, Dinsdag. I thought you were the Spanish dancer. What? Come on!
I could be.
The reason I'm asking you about emojis is I got to tell you that it was on this day, September the 19th, way back in 1982, 42 years ago, that an American student named Scott Fahlman posted the first documented emoticons on their university website, on their bulletin board. He didn't use pictures, obviously. He used the colon and then the streepy and then the close brackets thing for the gesichie. And then he did the unsmiley face as well. So he had a smiley face emoticon and another one. However, the first picture emojis, they only pitched up in Japan in the late 90s.
No way.
Yeah, we were.